Hi, this is Barry Bloom of Forbes. Now, back to the Giants pregame show with Marty Lurie on KNVR 680 and 104.5, the sports leader.
Very good, Barry Bloom.
Yeah.
Good rejoinder there.
Good job, Groff, putting that together.
Yeah. Jamie Westbrook, nice to have him on. If you missed that, we played it last night in our postgame show. We had Thomas Harding on also from MLB.com on the Colorado Rockies as well. Absolutely check out my podcast page for things that we put on the postgame show or loveofthegameproductions.com. All right, Barry Bloom joins us. I really am looking forward, unusually forward, to speaking with you today because of the Padres. And you've been a guy who's followed the Padres for many, many, many years. We're here in Peoria, but it's a new look, new manager. Let's start with the manager. I have no idea who he is. I know where he came from, but what's the deal with the manager?
Well, let me put an exclamation point on this, saying that Jace Tingler is the 14th Padre manager I've covered, and that's since I started covering the team back in the late 70s. And so I go back to John McNamara, and that's with Bochy and Bud Black managing here for like 20 years. So it shows you the turnover they've had and the turnover they've had recently in the last 4 or 5 years under A.J. Preller as the general manager. But Tingler is an organizational guy, minor league organizational guy, basically from the Texas Ranger organization, where A.J. was assistant general manager before he came over here. And I think basically he wanted somebody who he was compatible with, a friend who he could work with, which he didn't have at Andy Green. He and Andy Green really never hit it off. And especially near the end as they grew more distant. And, you know, Tingler was his choice for that reason and that reason alone.
What's unusual about Tingler is, of course, we see this in baseball today, and we can talk about the Giants, their coaching staff, and Kapler being a friend of Farhan and coming over after 2 years in Philly, not great years. So they like to have a comfort zone with their manager. And I respect that. And that's been the story of baseball since it began. But this has some ramifications to it. They have like an associate manager, and they're giving him absolute help, and very consciously to the world, we're giving this guy help.
Well, I think part of it is that, you know, this is Preller's last stand, and I've been writing about it all winter. This team's 104 games under 500 since he took over as general manager. You know, and it just can't continue. There's a mandate from ownership now. Ron Feller at the end of the season said, you know, if they don't win this year, everybody's on the block, including him. So he had to get him help, but he got him two guys who don't give him much help, in Skip Schumacher and Bobby Dickerson, who don't have much experience on the bench either.
So you actually have three heads, so to speak, trying to figure out a game on the bench. You got the bench coach, you got Tingler, and now you've got Skip Schumacher, who's sort of an associate manager for the first time ever in baseball history.
Well, it's not even sort of. I mean, that's his title.
Okay.
So it is very strange, and you know how they'll complement each other is something that we'll be able to watch all season.
All right, interesting. All right, the Padres join the new generation. All right, so we'll see where that goes. What about the team itself? They have made a lot of moves over the winter. What do you see? Sort of, we'll see Lucchesi today. Pitching's always the name of the game. They have revamped the pitching staff a little bit.
You know, I think considering their budget, that A.J. did a pretty good job with this. You know, he had signed Garrett Richards last year on his rehab from, Tommy John surgery with the Angels. So last year he spent most of the year rehabbing, and he came back in September. So you have him fairly healthy. You know, you have Lamet, who's coming back. He was out all year. That's your number two or three starter. You have Zach Davies, who they got in a deal with Milwaukee. They traded Eric Lauer for him. You know, he's in the middle of the rotation somewhere. You have Paddock, who's their big live arm, and he's off of restrictions now. No pitch restrictions, no inning restrictions, and he'll be your number one starter. And that essentially then gives you, you know, one spot. And Lucchesi and Quantrill and those guys are all battling for that spot. No, Lament will be he'll be their number three starter.
He will be. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, they like him. He's got a really live arm, and it's also a matter of just him staying healthy. He doesn't stay healthy.
Okay. All right. Barry Bloom with us. Great report, Barry. Of course, Forbes.com does many other things other than the Padres, but I wanted Padres today. Offensively, Machado's here, Tatis is here, two, you know, major stars, and they have added around them. There's some names in the lineup today I don't know, but Tommy Pham is here. Myers is still here. Hosmer is still here. Profar is now here. Offensively, maybe a little bit happening?
Well, a lot of this is going to depend. And AJ asked me when I was here the first week, what do I think Machado's going to do? Because Machado had a mediocre season, if at best last year, first year of a 10-year, $300 million contract. And he's got to start growing up and being the leader that this team needs for that kind of money, both on and off the field. And he's not. He's completely immature. So whether he starts to evolve, that's going to be the big thing in the context of everything. But, you know, yes, they added, you know, the outfielder who's at top of the lineup today in the offseason.
Grisham.
Grisham. They added Pham, who's just started playing. He had a quad and an elbow injury. So he's just started, but he should be a good add. Profar, they added Cozart when camp started at
that's
second
the guy
base.
Giants are paying.
Right.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, they picked up his contract from the Angels.
For Wilson.
And then DFA'd him.
Yeah, they wanted Wilson, and they like him. He's a first-round pick, but go ahead.
Right. So the Giants are paying Cozart.
So Cozart is here.
He's a perfect Padre. They don't have to pay him.
Okay.
Or just have to pay him the minimum.
All right.
And so, you know, and Hosmer, who's now in the third year of his eight-year deal, he's shown nothing here. So he's got to really do something to evolve, too. Because, you know, really, the bottom of the lineup, neither of their catchers hit. You know, then you have the pitcher spot. So like a lot of National League teams, you have seven guys in the lineup, and then you hit the bottom of the lineup, and it's dead wood until you get back to the top. Plus, Tatis had a back injury and missed like the last 6-8 weeks of the season last year.
Are you optimistic about the Padres?
I'm more optimistic than I usually am. You know, they lost 92 games last year and won 70. You know, I think for them, it's a stretch to get – they're not going to do what the Diamondbacks did a few years ago and turn to 92 wins, I don't think, with this team, although you never know. But I think the Dodgers are just going to eat up a lot of wins in that division. They're too good. So I see if they get to a 500 season, which will be their first one since 2010, and, you know, look, they've had one 500 season since Bruce Bochy was the manager here and left for the Giants in 2006. They haven't been to the playoffs since Bochy was here. That's awful. So, I mean, you're in a situation now, I think if they get to 500 or an 85-win season, they should be doing handstands, and it's going to be a developmental season for them moving forward.
All right. Very good. Great report. And the only thing we didn't touch on is Yates, the closer, is a first-class closer. And they, going back to the Bochy years, even before that, they've always had that bullpen. They've always had those guys, Heath Bell, and, you know, they've always had them. Utska, whoever, you know?
Well,
have bullpen guys. They bring guys that throw 100.
I mean, I've written about that often, and I've talked about it with these guys. I've talked about it with Kirby, you know, stepping into that role. I mean, if you look back in Padre history, no matter how bad they've been, they always had a great closer.
Yeah.
You know, go back to
Hoffman.
Raleigh. He's in the Hall of Fame. Goose, he's in the Hall of Fame. Mark Davis won a Cy Young Award here. Hoffy, Hall of Fame. You know, and then you mentioned Heath Bell. They had Street here.
Yeah.
You know, Kirby is like the heir apparent in all this, and it just continues.
I always say you don't want to get into a bullpen game with the Padres. If you're going to win the game, win it early. You don't want to, and I've seen it for years. And Pagan is here. We'll talk about him as the season goes on. Great report. Terrific.
Thanks. Thank you so much for having me on.
No, it's
great. Always love it.
Forbes.com, anything else you're doing these days?
I'm actually doing a hockey column today, so it's, I'm having a lot of fun with
that. I know
you're
a big hockey fan. And this team here is doing well, right, the Coyotes?
Yeah, they're in the playoff hunt. There's like six teams last night between like 74 points and 71. They've got 72 points. So like they have 15 games to go, and every game's a playoff game for the rest of the year.
Very good. Well, you're a New Yorker. He's a hockey guy. I know that. All right, Barry Bloom. Thank you, Barry.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me on.
That is Barry Bloom, Forbes.com. You can read him all the time.